One of the questions that I ask in my class to my students is, tell me who God is. Who do you say that God is? And as they begin to describe God to me, it never fails that they start to say such things as, God is omnipotent, God is omniscient, he's sovereign. And I'll let them go for a little while, and I'll get a whole list on the board. And then I turn to them and I say, who would not be able to sign off on that description of God? Because if we're only going to list God's attributes, then certainly a Christian can look at that and say, well, certainly that's who God is, but so can a Jew, so can a Muslim. You sort of protect yourself if all you want to talk about are the attributes of God. But if you want to get to the heart of things and you want to get at what really matters, you have to talk about Jesus Christ, and you specifically have to talk about the cross. That's something that no culture is going to warm up to. And quite honestly, the same goes for the way that we worship and the hymns that we sing. If that is a hymn that's a generic hymn to some generic deity, you're wasting your time. If you're not confessing Christ and Him crucified, you're not getting to the heart of the matter, and you're not getting at what really ultimately matters.